about Parsha Shua, I want to talk about last week's Parsha. That the climax of the Akedah, when Avram's about to take the knife and slaughter Yitzchak. So Vayikra lo Malach Hashem min Hashemayim, and Malach Hashem calls out to him from Shemayim Vayomer, and he says Avram's name twice. Avram, Avram, Vayomer, Hineni. Gives him instruction, Al Tishlap Yotel Anar, Al Tassel Mu'umba, don't do anything to him. Don't send your hand forth towards him. Avram notices an aisle, a ram that's been around since Jesus made gracious, and he gives a sacrifice. He sacrifices the aisle and gets a bracha from the Malach. The Zohar comments on the repetition of Avram's name, Vayomer Avraham, Avraham. Zohar comments that the Malach was telling him, Avram la'ela, Avram la'sata, Avram above and Avram below. What exactly does that mean? So the Sfarim say that when HaKadosh Baruch created the world, he created the world with the image of Avraham Avinu in his full glory, with his spiritual potential fulfilled in front of him when he created the world. And the Malach was telling Avraham that you made it, that the image of you above, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had all the way from the beginning of Sheshis Yimei Bereishis, and the image of you now in this world match. It's a perfect match. In other words, Avram, you made it. You fulfilled your spiritual potential. Now, if you were told this, you would be filled with tremendous simcha that you made it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malach, is telling Avram, you really made it. Through all your nisyonos, this last nisayon, you accomplished your purpose here. It should be tremendous simcha. But for Avram Avinu, it was anything but simcha. Not only was it anything but simcha, but his response was puzzling. What happened? So Rashi tells us of a conversation Avram had with the Malach. Amar lo, Avram said to the Malach, you tell me not to touch Yitzchak, im kein lechinam basi lekach. I came here for no reason. There was no reason for me coming here on Har Moriah. Let me make a little wound in Yitzchak to draw a little blood. And the Malach says, Altas, don't do anything to him. Atishlach yotka lanarvi atasla mu'uma, don't do a thing to him. Again, Avram sees the ayil and his makir of the ayil, and he's okay for a bracha. But what does Avram mean? Lechinam? I came here for no reason at all? He was just told that he made it, that he fulfilled his spiritual potential, that the two images of Avram match, a perfect match. Avram in Shemayim and Avram in earth. On earth, they all match. I came here for nothing? What does he mean? So perhaps the answer is that at the time of the Akedah, Avram reached an incredible, incredible heights of Yirah Shemayim, an incredible height of Avas Hashem. And he was filled with a tremendous amount of Yirah Shemayim and a tremendous amount of Avas Hashem, so much so that he had a burning desire to find an acceptable way to express that Avas Hashem that he has and that Yirah Shemayim that he has. And if he couldn't find an acceptable way to express it, a concrete way to express it, he felt that he was lacking something. He felt that he was missing something. And that's what he said. That's what he meant when he said, Lechinam basi lekach. If I can't express my Avas Hashem and my Yirah Shemayim in a practical way, that means I came here for no purpose. I'm missing something. So immediately he lifts up his eyes and he sees an ayil, a ram, and that ram was a pretty old ram. It was also around from Sheshis Yimei Bereishis. And he sacrifices the ram. And when he sacrificed that ayil, he poured into that ayil all the Avas Hashem and all the Yirah Shemayim that was inside of him at that moment. So much so that that sacrificial ram, that ayil, was a physical embodiment of all the Yirah Shemayim and the Avas Hashem that he had at the time of the Akedah. Kadosh Baruch Hu sees this, sees what Avram just did, and what bothered Avram, and because of this, he was zochah for a bracha. It's no wonder, by the way, that when Chazal chose on Rosh Hashanah to remember Akedas Yitzchak, they said, use a shofar, you're going to blow shofar, use a shofar of a ram's horn. Because that ram represented all the Avas Hashem and the Yirah Shemayim that Avram gained and Akedas Yitzchak. Now, this sounds very nice. It sounds like a plausible pshat in the psukim. But what's it got to do with us? The truth of the matter is, I think it's a major impact on us. Because let me just tell you one other medrash. Medrash says that Avraham Avinu was worried. He went to Hashem, what's going to be with my children? What's going to be with my descendants when it's going to come a point in history, in their lifetime, that they're going to be faced with a nisayon, nisyonos, tests of tremendous, overwhelming proportions. How are they going to deal with it? So Hashem says, Al tira Avram, don't worry about it. Anochi magen lach, I'll shield you. What does that mean? So Hashem explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, based on a medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him that in each and every one of us, in each and every one of your descendants, there's going to be a divine spark, a spark of your neshama. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to protect that spark from Chas V'Shalom ever being extinguished. And from that spark, we'll be able to light a roaring fire that will be able to fan the spark into a roaring fire that's going to be able to combat whatever nisayon that we're faced with. And let me tell you, let me illustrate it to you for a moment. My neighbor lives downstairs from me, knows the person that's the subject of this story. He's not a young man anymore. He has a family with children. So he was learning in Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael as an 18-year-old, and to put it mildly, it wasn't going well. He didn't like the learning Gemara the whole day. The hours in the base medrash or the chavrusa were too much for him, and he was really getting frustrated, and the frustrations were building up, and he called his parents and said, get me out of here. Let me go home. Let me go to college. I'll learn a trade. I'll learn a profession, but this learning the whole day isn't for me. His parents told him, don't make such a decision so quickly. Stick it out a little more. Maybe things will fall into place. But things weren't falling into place. So one day in the base medrash, in the middle of Seder, he just couldn't take it anymore. And he went downstairs to the lunchroom in the yeshiva. Lunchroom in the yeshiva is a Coke machine. So he wanted to get a can of Coke and just sit down and relax in the dining room. But behind the Coke machine, there were magazines. You see, in those days, they didn't have technology. So you didn't have all the filth at your fingertips. If you wanted the filth, you had to go to magazines. So there were magazines behind the machine that shouldn't cross the eyes of a Jew. Certainly doesn't belong in the yeshiva. And he's sitting there thinking, yes, no, should I, shouldn't I, maybe. No one's around, no one's looking, no one's going to see. And finally he decided, I'm not giving in. I'm not going to give in. And maybe in that merit, things will get a little better upstairs in the base medrash. Now, he's telling this story. He made a siyum, and he's telling this story at the siyum about everything that led up to the siyum that he made. He goes back upstairs to the base medrash and tries to learn, and things don't get better. In fact, they get worse, and it's more frustration, and it gets more difficult for him, and he's literally at wit's end. Till one time, he went back down to the dining room, and the magazines are still behind the Coke machine. And he's telling this story over at the siyum. He stood there with his eyes closed, and he breaks out into cold sweat, and his breathing gets heavier. And after about 5 minutes like that, he said he took the magazines and he ran out of the yeshiva. He ran two blocks away in Eretz Yisrael. They have these huge garbage containers. And he ran over to the garbage container. And he took the magazines and he threw them in the garbage container. And then he broke down crying, but sobbing so heavily, he literally couldn't stand up. And he said he wanted to talk to Hashem, but he was crying too hard. After a few minutes of crying, he told the Borei Olam, listen, God, what I just did was harder for me to do than it was for Avram at Akedas Yitzchak. This is my Akedas Yitzchak, and you gotta help me out. You gotta do something for me. And he sat there and cried, and he said at the siyum that after about 15 minutes of crying, he was emotionally drained, and he was exhausted, and he had a splitting headache, and he really should have gone back to dorm. But for some unknown reason, he says he doesn't know why, he didn't really want to, but for some unknown reason, he went to the Beis Medrash to learn with his Chavrusa. You see, he didn't know the reason, because he wasn't in touch yet with his Neshama. But the real reason why he went back to the Beis Medrash, because that was what the Magen Avraham was all about. That's the spark of Avraham Avinu that was within him, that at that moment the Neshama gained so much Avas Hashem and Yira Shemayim, was on such a high level, that the Neshama, just like Avraham Avinu, the Neshama felt the need to express that Avas Hashem and Yira Shemayim in an acceptable way. Went back to the Beis Medrash, and it was a very slow process. Nothing really changed dramatically overnight, but very slowly, step by step, everything fell into place and came together. And when he finished telling the story at the Siyum, he broke down crying. And my neighbor told me there wasn't a dry eye in the room. You know, every generation has its own unique set of challenges and nisyonos. But I don't think that there's ever been a time like the time that we live in now, where literally the essence and the existence of our neshamas are threatened constantly by a constant barrage of such incredible tumah and such incredible filth that's accessible through our fingertips. The truth of the matter is, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for whatever reason, put us at this time, put us in this situation, so by definition, we have the ability within us to rise to the occasion and combat this horrific nisayon. And I think with a solid commitment and a lot of siyata dishmaya and a lot of siyata dishmaya and a lot of tefillah, so I think it could be zocha for a tremendous amount of siyat dishmaya from the Borei Olam himself, from the Magen Avraham who's protecting this and guarding this spark of Avraham Avinu that resides deep within our neshamas. And I think he's waiting patiently and very patiently for the day that with our efforts, through our efforts and through our commitment to fight this nisayon, to combat this situation, and through the tefillah and the siyat nishmai that we'll have, he's waiting patiently for that spark that resides within us to ignite into a roaring fire of kedusha, and a roaring fire of taras and nefesh, of purity of soul, which will cause us to rise to the occasion and defeat and overcome this nisayon. Have a good Shabbos.